with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along to Breakfast Roll. It's Cooper Nuna. It's our podcast of the show.
And you're having a different kind of breakfast roll this morning, Cooper.
Yeah, well, you tried this yesterday. So if you listen to yesterday's podcast, you'll know that your fish leaked all over your chocolate. And you were like, ooh, fishy chocolate, salmon chocolate. Yeah. Like, it's a new Dubai chocolate thing. And then
it was officially bad after I tried it. Yeah.
Then we got a message from somebody saying, don't knock it till you try this. A tuna sandwich with chocolate on top of it.
Well, that's what I tried yesterday.
Yeah, but it was wrong, wasn't it?
It was wrong because Donald there, yeah, went to the shop and came back with a soggy sambo that he got out of the fridge that I think was a day out of date, and they made it with butter. There was no mayonnaise in this. It was butter tuna. It was a prison tuna sandwich.
Okay, so we have the actual sandwich. So it's a crusty baguette with mayonnaise, tuna, and we have twirl. It's not flake, it's twirl.
Twirl,
have to have. So I think has this been cut in half?
Yes.
Lob it in the gob.
I'm gonna have some as well.
I'll just taste some without the chocolate, if that's all right.
No.
Ooh, that looks good.
Oh, you like it today now.
Looks good without the chocolate.
Okay, grab yours.
Oh, I'm not. Am I having some?
Yeah, of course you are.
Yeah. So, what, just open it up. Oh, it's got sweet corn in it too. So this is.
No.
She's eating it without the chocolate. You absolute loser. Okay, I'm going to sprinkle the chocolate. How much chocolate? Oh, Jesus, I'm putting loads of chocolate on this. This looks good, actually. This looks like.
I don't want to have the chocolate on because I felt sick yesterday.
No, you need
which is just stopped. Okay.
I think there's a bit of lime on this. Did someone pour lime over it? Nice.
Lime. So there you go. I have the chocolate on it. Okay. Yeah. Do you?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Look.
Put more on. Let me see.
Doesn't look like you've any chocolate on that.
No, you've got none on it.
I do.
You don't have any chocolate on it.
I don't want the chocolate on it.
No, more than that.
No,
you're not even going to eat that bit. So.
I'm not eating it.
Look at the amount of chocolate I have on mine.
Yeah, good for that. That's what I did yesterday. Now go on, try it.
I will. I'm actually going to dip it in
there's
the
no chocolate.
No chocolate
on that bit.
You're a looter.
Try it.
Okay. Mm-mm. Here we go. Oh, actually, that's quite good.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. The sweetness and the oh my God. Because like if you think, that is amazing.
Maybe I'll eat the chocolate bit.
Because if you think about it, like you might put some sweet chili on chocolate or something like that and eat the sweetness. That is delicious.
No.
Have you still not got to the bit with the chocolate?
There is chocolate there. No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm on board.
No.
I'll eat the rest of that.
Okay, you'll eat the rest of that. Mm. You're a weirdo. You eat fish and chocolate together. He eats fish and chocolate sandwiches. He needs a medic. Yeah. Something wrong with you.
Nothing wrong with me.
Something wrong with you, kid.
Anyway, the proof is in the pudding, the tuna pudding, and we have a video of this, so it'll be up on our socials. Let's get back into the podcast. You ready for this?
Oh, yes.
Ho-ho! Sweeping is a new dating trend. So, Una, can I talk to you about something? This is a new trend that's all over socials at the moment. And it's for anybody who's looking to get into a relationship, that you know the way it's coming into springtime and the weather's meant to be getting better, but it's looking a bit poxy at the moment, right? And you would do a spring clean, okay? So you clear out your wardrobes, you'll clear out all the clutter from your door, and you're looking at me going, you've never done this in your life.
I don't know why it should be called a spring clean, because it's like something you should be doing all the time.
I wish this was TV so people could see your damn face. So spring clean, you know, you do the
cleanse. I'm a hoarder. I don't like to throw anything out. All right, go on.
And the cleanse and everything like that. But there's a new dating trend called sweeping. All right, so. I want to take a broom. Woo! And sweep my yard. You better brush it good, or we go fall apart. So what are you doing when you're sweeping? Well, you are.
Whistle while you work.
Well, you can whistle away, but you're literally clearing out your connections on social media. So basically people who you haven't chatted to in a while, so like maybe you've had a little bit of a love interest in them, and if you kind of look at the date of the last time you chatted to them, you're just like, do you know what? Just like delete them, block them from your profile, because you're just doing a clean sweep.
That is silly.
Why is it silly?
Because you don't know what could happen with one of those potential love interests down the line.
But nothing's happened.
But nothing, just so nothing has happened yet, as Meghan Markle said in that awful interview, the power of yet. 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 Anyway, so I don't think people should be doing this.
I think
because they don't know what kind of a romantic relationship they will just have deleted from their lives.
Well, clearly nothing's going to be going on or happening, or the other person has moved on and it isn't a relationship or a situationship.
Well, you don't know. You just don't know.
The thing is, you might have checked in. So, okay, so just say you've checked in with them like 7 weeks ago.
For a booty call.
Or anything. And you've not got a reply.
Well, if that's the case.
Yeah.
If they're not... Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, block.
So I think we have a perfect way of doing a test with this. So I think if you want to do a sweep, a spring clean of your potential relationships, and it's basically you give them a test, and that is at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, you literally send a message and do it to them all. Just send it all. So like make sure that your icon is left, that you're online, and you send the message, you up. All right. And if you don't hear within 5 minutes, delete, gone.
They could be asleep.
Then clearly they're not up for anything. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. There she is. She's munching away.
Oh, sorry.
That is delicious. Seriously, tuna with twirl crumbled on top of it. Oh, my God.
Something wrong with you, kid.
That is amazing. That's my new favourite sandwich. Probably not the best thing for me, but you look it.
No, munch on. Go on. Yeah, keep going. Do.
Sorry, I've swallowed it now. 40% of students have Googled this at least once in their life. What is it? Dodal, what in God's name do we need people to send in the answer for and their guesses on voicemail at 087-110-207?
40% of students say they've Googled this at least once. What have they Googled?
Oh, should I apply Vaseline or Sudocrem to me spots?
Oh, that's a good shout. Sudocrem.
Sudocrem?
Is the answer.
Or toothpaste.
Oh, toothpaste,
Is that a thing anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Or was that bedunked? Gedunked, bedunked.
It worked for me.
What, putting toothpaste on spots?
Yeah. Little dab of toothpaste.
I thought, toothpaste was used for love bites, not spots.
Oh, was it, Una?
Yes, it was. Everyone knows that. Don't be looking at me.
Genuinely didn't know that.
Genuine. Well, you didn't have fun as a student.
Didn't have toothpaste as a student. Una, when I grew up, we barely had shoes.
Yeah.
My whole family shared a polo mint between us for the week. had to bring a thing of turf with me to school to heat up the school.
Yeah.
We couldn't even heat up our own house, Una.
It's not Sudocrem or toothpaste.
You're welcome for the tip, though, Cooper. He does be walking in here of a Monday with love bites.
At least he gets very frisky on a Sunday night. Yeah.
Okay, so do as you
say. Come here to me. Stop. No.
Okay, you don't have to go in. Yeah. Okay, we get it.
I love when she gives me slurberts on my belly as well.
Oh, yuck. That's disgusting.
That's cool, though.
As my 4-year-old twins say, that's disgusting. It's so disgusting. Ew. Oh, now why is motorboating in my head? God dang.
I don't know, Una.
I don't know. Stop it. Okay, my answer to the question
is... You're the one with all the pictures in your head.
Yeah, I know. Okay, is it... Do students Google how to plagiarise without getting caught?
Oh, that's a good shout, yeah.
Yeah, that is a good shout.
It's not the answer, though, no.
Oh, it's very hard. Okay, let's get your guesses in. 087-110-207. The question is...
40% of students say they've Googled this at least once. What is it?
All right, what do you reckon? 087-110-207. We want to know the answer to this question, but not yet. We're looking for your guesses on 087-110-207. Our survey says this morning, Donal...
40% of students say they've Googled this at least once. What have they been Googling?
A lot of people saying themselves.
Oh, yeah. It's a good. You'd Google yourself just to see what comes up.
How often do you Google yourself?
I'd be allergic to Google myself. And all these awful pictures
That's
come up.
That's a great sentence. I'm allergic to Google myself.
I would be allergic. I'm allergic to Googling myself. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Oh,
still does make sense.
It does.
I love it.
It's not the answer.
Have students been a chance to Googled what their actual course is and what kind of jobs they get out of their course? Mm-hmm. Or would that be higher?
It's a good one.
What have I taken again? What do I do? What can I do from this? Yeah, it's a good show.
Like, what exactly is arts?
Listen.
What can I do with this?
They're looking for more. They're calling out for more art students now.
To do what?
They're the visionaries, the dreamers, the thinkers, the idealists, the visionaries.
People like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did art. Well,
I did to Google it.
Did you Google it?
Get a laptop, Google it.
It's not Googling your own cause.
Okay. Anna Newbridge reckons the answer is how to cook noodles.
Oh, that's kind of close to the answer. It's not the answer.
Ooh.
But yeah, there's
I love noodles. They're so good.
Like pot?
Cocoa.
Oh, sure. This 3 minutes in boiling water. Just leave it there. There's not really much to it.
Yeah, but you can put... There is actually... you could put too much water in there. You could put too little in there.
If you look at the packet, it tells you exactly how much water to put in there.
Yeah, but what if you don't have a measuring jug? What if you don't have a measuring jug and you're just doing it willy-nilly? Do you know what I mean? Yes. Students don't have measuring jugs like you. They're not into gravy boats like you. They're just guessing, Cooper. They're just guessing. So... I think that's a great guess, Anna.
It's not the answer, no.
I want this in a speech, a powerful speech by the end of the show, an empowering speech. Students don't have measuring jugs.
No, we don't. They don't have measuring jugs.
We don't.
It's been a long time since you were a student.
Not that long. 5 years.
And there's still a hole in the building that you left. I'm out of here. Okay, 087-1102-107. Shout out to Jerry for trying to give you news stories, Una.
Oh, Jerry, yes.
Yeah.
What's the news story?
It's police are investigating a break at a wig factory. They're combing the area for evidence.
Oh, Jerry.
Hey, you replied to Jerry saying, that's such a Cooper joke.
It is a Cooper joke.
Yeah, but you got to...
You didn't deliver it properly.
I've got my own...
It was a hairy performance.
Oh, okay. Well, they did have a brush with the law.
Hey!
All right, okay, our service says this morning. What are you saying, Donald?
40% of students say they've Googled this at least once. What have they Googled?
Googling at least once.
Cueva in Salt Hill says, is the tips on how to stay up all night studying.
Oh, nice.
We all did it. Coffee
all night long.
Yeah.
Huh? What?
I always managed to get like maybe an hour or two in though, so it wasn't all night.
Just a couple of hours.
Did you find though that cramming actually helped you though? I didn't find the cramming helped me at all.
Well, I passed the exams. Mostly.
Oh, I didn't.
It's not the answer, no.
Enda is in Westport this morning. He says, it's how to make your money last and still go out all the time and have money left over for a bag of chips at the end of the night.
If you know, please share.
Yeah, please share.
Nope, it is not the answer, no.
Okay. All right.
Do you want the answer?
Yeah, I think so.
40% of students have Googled how long do leftovers last for.
2 to 3 days?
Really?
Depends on what it is, I suppose.
Yeah, like I had a lasagna there and it's gone now. So it's like, this would be day four. So like, I'd be like, nah, I'm not going near that.
You wouldn't have it on day four, even if it was refrigerated all the time.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah, especially in your house because you don't even keep anything in a sealed container.
I do keep it in a sealed container. I have a lasagna dish, the cheek, and there's a cover for it as well.
Don't lie to yourself.
I'm not lying to myself. Us. I'm going to take a picture of that and send it on to you now. Sure, I'm very dare you.
You came in here with leaky fish. That leaked all over the place because you thought that tinfoil was watertight.
Context, yesterday, all my bag of snacks was destroyed because I brought in salmon, trying to be healthy. And, you know, you are not supportive of my nutritional choices. No. Anyway, the salmon leaked into my bag of snacks and there was no survivors. Yeah, it was gank.
We're barely surviving in here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So what was the answer again? Oh, yeah. How to do leftovers.
Yeah.
So how long do they last for?
Depends on the food. Depends on what you
cook. A lasagna in the fridge would last 4 days. Correct me if I'm wrong now. Because like me and the twins do eat this.
I say salmon. You say Ella. Salmon.
Ella.
There you go. 2 days in a row. Are you on my Is Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. I guarantee you now people are going to be Googling what are the health benefits of chocolate on a tuna sandwich.
There's probably loads. I mean, if you put dark chocolate on it, dark chocolate has loads of antioxidants and is proven to be really, really good for you.
You keep telling yourself that.
It is true.
What rhymes with chocolate?
Chocolate.
That'll do. Here's a game of rhymes.
just a little bit. No, all of it.
Gary is from Cavan. Good morning, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Morning, how's things?
Yeah, super, thanks very much. You have an exciting adventure ahead of you very soon, don't you?
There's nothing major, really, I don't think.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that now.
But yeah. Look, it's not too often you can say you're heading to New York for Paddy's Day.
Yeah, you're representing Cavan in New York for Paddy's Day, aren't you?
Oh, that's it. Yeah. On the Cavan.
I was in New York for Paddy's Day once. I lived there at that time, and I was working in a pub on West 33rd Street that was owned by Cavan folk.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it was called Foley's Baseball Bar. So
Foley's baseball bar.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Right,
you should call in.
I'll have a look into it.
Do, yeah.
I think a friend of mine owns a bar in New York as well.
Oh, really?
The guy I went to school with, yeah.
Is he from Cavan?
No, I didn't go to school in Cavan.
Okay, bye-bye.
So it doesn't really matter. I forget we had that conversation.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
My father-in-law's from Cavan, so there you go.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Up Cavan.
Up Coos Hill, huh?
Up Cavan, yeah.
Up Cavan, and keep going up, because that hill,
in Coos Hill.
Oh my God, it's so high. All right, Gary, do you know the rules of Rhyme It?
Yeah, I did listen to it there most mornings anyhow.
Very good. To be screaming at the radio when people don't be rhyming the words that they should be rhyming with?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so we're going to give you a word. You've got 30 seconds to answer every question that we give you with that word. And your word to rhyme this morning is?
Wall.
W-A-L-L.
W-A-L-L. Wall. Okay, grand. All right, your time starts now.
When you're enjoying yourself, you're having a what?
Ball.
When you're too small to be on a roller coaster, you're not what?
Tall.
When you slip, you usually what?
I usually say, fall.
To work a program on your computer, you need to do this. Got a pass?
I haven't a clue.
When you move around in all fours, you what?
I can't hear you. I'm lost altogether. My God, that was terrible.
It wasn't great, Gary. It wasn't great.
let's call a spade. It was brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Your mind is on the green, man. Your mind is on a holiday.
You're in New York.
I'm in holiday mode.
You're the Big Apple kid. What did you... you got that. To work a program on your computer, you need to do this install. And when you move around on all fours, you crawl. Yeah, if you'd have just said pass a few times, you know, but you were just kind of... But you're looking, it doesn't matter.
I forgot that you're able to pass.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You're off to the Big Apple, you know.
That's
for Paddy's Day. It's going to be epic.
Bring us back some Twizzlers, will you?
I'll not be worrying about rhyming over there, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, listen, come here. Enjoy yourself and have a very safe trip.
Too.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well, okay?
Cheers, thank you.
Yup, Cavan.
There you go.
You reckon
you can do better than that? You know what to do. 087-110-2107. Rhyme it with your name. And you could play tomorrow. You never know. There are really nice prizes in there. Are we doing the... did somebody say that there was Zane tickets in Una's drawers that she's been trying to pilfer?
There is.
No. You can't have them, Una. We're going to give it to somebody who wins Rhyme It this
week. That's fine, Cooper. Alrighty, I'm very generous with my tickets.
087-110-2107. She's fuming. Here's Pink Panther stateside. This is such a tune. We'll play this for Jerry. Gary.
Oh, you're a disaster, my friend. Disaster.
Is it Jerry?
It's Gary. It's Gary.
At least it rhymes.
No, not really. No.
I'll be bad at that game.
Different vowels.
You're vowels.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
If I had my hat on, Una, I'd take it off. And bow it to you because Wanda Wednesday today was phenomenal.
Oh, thank you so much. I did have fun. A lot of fun this time impersonating the people from the municipal buildings of the Association of the Councils of Isle of Westmeath.
Honestly, I don't know how you do it. Like, I knots in my stomach listening to it.
Oh, it's great fun.
Yeah, you, look at you trying to sit down over there. You literally edge the seat back towards you there. And they're like, oh, hang on a sec, my microphone is too high up. You're not going to hear me.
Take a load off now.
Here's Wind Up Wednesdays.
So Noreen got in touch with me. Big shout out to Noreen and Cal McNoise.
Shout out.
She wanted me to prank her cousin, Emer. And she told me that a couple of years ago they had gone to a hen party in Mullingar, and Emer was a bit wild, and she hopped on the famous statue of Joe Dolan.
That's sacrilegious right there.
Yeah, so I pretended to be calling from Mullingar Municipal District Council building.
I know it well, it's on Main Street.
Oh yeah, yeah. So very, all very right. Funny.
Brace yourselves, grab yourselves a comfortable seat, because this is a good one.
Hello.
Hi, is this Emer O'Rourke?
Yeah.
Hi, Emer, how are you? My name is Imelda Quirk there. I'm actually ringing from Mullingar District Council. Can you talk?
Yeah.
So, Emer, you attended a hen party in Mullingar there nearly 3 years ago now on March 24th, is that right?
I could have, yeah.
Yeah, so actually, Emer, it's been brought to our attention by a concerned member of the public that you were the ringleader in an incident whereby our beloved statue of Joe Dolan was kind of, how shall I put this, really defiled, I suppose, really, and made fun of. You know, I don't really want to say it out loud, but you mounted and manhandled Joe Dolan there while there was a crowd of onlookers in the area.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you know, but you actually caused damage to the statue, Emer.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, so that's why there was an investigation, really, but we're fairly sure that we have the culprit who did it. So, I'm just wondering, can you attend the Mullingar Municipal Buildings tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.? Would that be possible?
No, I'm actually working in the morning.
Okay, right. We'll have to arrange a time. So there's going to be civil court action taken against you, and the judge is arranged to come down from Dublin. There's actually a strong possibility that on top of paying for the damage caused to the statue, you will have to complete 2 weeks community service in Mullingar as well.
Okay, and what damage was caused?
There are several chips in and around the bottom area.
Okay. Yeah. And is there any photographic evidence there?
Oh, there is photographic and video evidence. Yeah, yeah, there is.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and there is actually a tourist from Belgium who was there as well, who said that he described it as kind of amorous behaviour towards Joe, I suppose, really, is what he said. So you'll be able to see all of those anyway. No bother, we'll show you everything. You won't really need a solicitor if you're thinking of bringing a solicitor. That's like, you can represent yourself.
Oh, okay. And will I get any official word of this now? Or is it
there's a letter. There will be a letter. We were trying to get you down tomorrow because there is a judge available that was able to come down in the morning. But if it doesn't suit you, I'll send a letter out now yourself.
Oh, yeah. And what's my address there? Just to make sure you have it, if you can confirm it there.
You're Bally James Duff in Cavan. I can't actually say your full address over the phone just because, you know, privacy, I suppose.
Yeah, And how did you get my details?
I got your details from the Gardaí.
From the guards. And how did the guards get my details?
The guards got your details, I suppose, from all the video footage, and other people were questioned as well. There was a crowd of onlookers around. As regards to the community service, just checking, you're not allergic to anything, are you?
I am, yeah. Multiple allergies.
Well, listen,
yeah.
It's nothing back-breaking, mind. Just picking up litter around the town and some painting and washing up duties at some of the hotels. How does that sound?
Oh, yeah, grand, yeah.
Have you any remorse? Have you any remorse for what you did, Emer, on the night in question?
Yeah, loads, yeah.
You don't sound sincere, if you don't mind me saying now, Emer.
Oh, sorry about that.
That'll go against you, really, that kind of attitude.
I know,
you just might want to change the attitude a bit. On behalf of the people of Mullingar and the people of Westmeath, including your cousin Noreen from Con McNoise, I would like to apologise for this call, because this is actually Una from Irene. Radio, and
I f***ing so much, and I'm sitting in work here, and she is
Una. Oh, Carol. Oh, my God. She's very good, though.
Very good.
She's very... Where'd you get my details
yeah,
from?
Yeah. She was clocking on.
And what's my address?
Well, I knew it was Bally James off in Cavan. I didn't have the actual address. Yeah.
And I think he did very well because, you know, companies wouldn't share
their
funds.
Yeah, for training quality purposes.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah. GDPR. And
yeah, all that. Jizz or jazzer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks, Emer.
That was brilliant. Yeah. I absolutely love it. I love the way you tried to put the heebie-jeebies up her. There's a judge coming from Dublin.
Because they're better than all the other ones.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Go. You still munching?
We were actually, this is the part of the show which we were talking to Casey, who was the one who told you about the tuna and chocolate sandwich. Have a listen. Are you all right?
Una thought she was going to have her own little funeral yesterday after you ate something.
Yeah.
Bring us up to speed. What exactly happened?
So I'm actually looking for compensation, right? Because yesterday we spoke to Katie in Offaly and Katie recommended something for me to eat. Mm. And I went and sampled your recommendation yesterday, Katie. I took a big bite out of it. Now, can you tell us what you recommended?
I recommended a tuna and chocolate roll or sandwich.
Brilliant.
So a tuna and chocolate sandwich, right? I trusted you, Katie. Yeah. I trusted you, woman to woman. So I sent Donal off to the shop. And Donal came back with a tuna sandwich and a flake. And I put the flake, I flaked it all in over the tuna sandwich.
Did now you crumbled it in? It looked good.
I crumbled it in. No, it didn't look good because it was a soggy sandwich that Donald got me.
Yeah.
And you know what, Katie? There was butter in it instead of mayo. Do you know what I mean? You need mayo.
That's where it went wrong.
That's where it went wrong, I think. And
you didn't have butter and mayo.
No, no. That's very overindulgent. Look at you. Ooh. I can't afford all them calories.
Okay.
So anyway, right, I had the soggy tuna and chocolate sandwich. Oh my God, Katie, I was sick for the day. I just, the taste in my mouth, I couldn't get rid of it. I was going around the office trying to find a chewing gum. No one had chewing gums.
She said to me, Cooper, if you had any chewing gums? I'm like, no. She goes, oh, you're useless. I wish Michal was here. He always has chewing gums. Jesus. You turned into a monster, Katie.
But Katie, so is this something, like, how did you, is it just something you thought of yourself or did you see it on the telly or did someone tell you about the tuna chocolate sandwich?
This was about 15 years ago, I'd say. And me and my friend, we just had some weird cravings.
Ah.
And we went to the shop, we bought the ingredients and we made it.
Okay, gosh. Usually when people have cravings after a late night, they would maybe have a jambon or a sausage roll. But
yeah.
You went for a tuna sandwich with chocolate. You must have had the best night of your life.
Oh my God. Did your friend like the sandwich?
Yeah, she loved it. And she didn't even have a late night, so.
And do you still continue to have this sandwich? Is it part of your menu, like in life, or?
Now, we used to have it back then every now and again, and I hadn't had it in a long time, so I tried it again last night, and it was lovely.
Ah, would you stop it?
Did you, okay, talk it through. How did you make the sandwich? Was there mayonnaise in it?
Yeah, you need mayonnaise, tuna, and a twirl, not a flake. You went wrong twice there.
Okay, right.
It's all Donald's fault now, not mine.
It is Donald, and I thought he'd come back with like, you know, a roll, a fresh roll.
So is it?
Yeah, it needs to be on a fresh roll as well.
So, like a soft roll or a baguette?
A baguette.
Okay, so Donald, sort this out.
You messed up me sambo, yeah. Donald.
Mayo on a baguette with a tuna salad, yeah. And then it has to be a twirl.
Right, okay. I haven't been paid.
No, I'm not going to eat that again.
I think Donal should try it this time.
Yeah. No, Donal, like, you're trying it.
I don't like tuna.
He doesn't like tuna.
No, yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, listen, if you get one, I'll give it a try. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm absolutely starving anyway. So.
Oh. Yeah, do. Try it.
Okay.
Okay.
And maybe we're all just weird here at Offaly.
Maybe.
Finally.
Maybe your taste buds have just evolved in Offaly. Who knows?
Maybe. But I gave it to my children last night and they said it was lovely.
Katie, stop.
There's something funny in the water in Banagher. That's all right. Come here. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. We might try and do it later on.
Okay, so fresh today. Roll, mayo, tuna and twirl. Is that all we need, Katie?
Yeah, that's
no,
it.
No cheese, no?
Oh, yeah. Tuna melt. Fab.
Oh, tuna melted chocolate.
Yeah. Well, you could add cheese in, yeah.
Yeah.
I never tried that.
Okay. Go for it. Okay, we're doing that today.
A new one.
All right.
Yeah. Right, let me know how it goes.
Oh, we will. Don't you worry. We'll tell you it all.
We have a solicitor's letter drafted. I'll look after this out, yeah.
Miss the
show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Happy World Plumbers Day, Una.
Happy World Plumbers Day, my back. Oh, what was Happy World Plumbers Day? It is Happy World Plumbers Day today.
Yeah, it was. And that was part of my fact in the game of
Truth or Trash.
Okay, we have facts and we bring them to the show, and all you got to do is figure out if we're telling the truth or the trash. Donald Scanley, would you like to go first, please?
Yes. There's some luxury hotels in France secretly pump the smell of fresh bread into their lobbies because it makes guests feel more comfortable and they're more likely to spend money.
What do they do in the lobbies?
They pump in the smell of fresh bread.
Oh.
Because it makes you go, oh, I feel good. I'm going to spend more money.
Yeah, make you feel really hungry.
It's like when you walk into some of the supervisors with the bakeries at the
moment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
You're just like,
I think I'll get some.
Sorry, sir, could you leave? You're always standing here with your nose
sniffing.
Mirror.
Yeah.
What are you smelling?
You don't smell it.
So I've heard of restaurants doing this. I've heard restaurants have done it. And they pump it into the air outside, so like you'll
smell.
Oh,
so you come in.
So it wouldn't surprise me now. Cheeky, sneaky French. Do you know what I mean?
And the bland of the baguette.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's true.
Oh, I actually woke up on Sunday morning to the smell of freshly baked croissants. That's how Lisa gets us up on a Sunday morning. Croissants or pancakes.
She just pumps
you
the smell.
You are spoiled. Seriously.
She's very lucky.
No, you're very lucky.
What?
Yeah.
I'm saying true. I'm locking it in. What are you saying, Chihuna?
I'm saying true.
True. No, it's trash. But it's a good idea.
It is a good idea. And how do we know it's trash? Like, I mean, some hotel might do it. Yeah. You know, it might be true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of them doing it outside, to be fair. That is true.
But not in a lobby.
But not in a lobby.
Okay,
no.
All right. Yeah. Mine is kind of aroma related as well.
Ooh.
Today, happy World International Plumbing Day today.
Oh.
Go Blue for Plumbing to bring visibility to the essential work of plumbing professionals worldwide. And also you got the Plumbing Championship in Germany today where there's a whole load of tasks. Some of the tasks are the Stand Back Everyone Award, Strongest Stomach Award, where you have to see the last plumber standing, and the Clog Conqueror, the top one, which is the Blockage Buster, which is awarded to the plumber who can clear a blockage the fastest.
I'm going to say that's trash.
Really?
Really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. Everybody knows.
You're a good man for unclogging the toilet. Oh, for...
I think you find him good for both.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're good for both.
Trash, I think.
Trash?
Yeah, it's trash.
Really, yeah, you're saying trash. You want to go with trash?
Yeah, I want to go with trash.
All right, okay, yep. Well, today is World Plumbing Day.
That bit's
March 11th, yeah, but there's no unclogging championship now. It's a it's a load of...
There should be, though. It's a load of... Very good.
Thanks.
You clogger. two flusher. Okay, right. My turn.
We got a floater. You're disgusting.
You're disgusting.
This is a family
show. Yeah, you're talking about plumbing and unclogging and everything. Oh man. So
respect to all the plumbers.
On to something more respectable.
Oh, dangerous.
Yeah. So it's coming up to Paddy's Day, and I think that a lot of us are embracing our culture and our Irishness, and we're dropping in the couple of fuckle. Do you know what I mean?
Damn
dropping
right.
The odds. You know. On Will Cadogum, Dullamock, the Inleheris, or, you know, Muck in the Head of the Hall, yeah. Muck in the Head of the Hall, yeah.
Say it again.
Muck in the Head of the Hall, yeah.
Nice.
That means.
Pig between two marshes.
Piggery between two marshes, yeah, between two brines. It's beautiful the way the Irish language. Did you know that the Irish language has 99 words?
Is that all?
For rain.
Oh.
For rain. Just for rain. Just for rain. Isn't that wonderful?
Let you finish that sentence.
Yeah. So
what are the 99 words?
I'll have to. No, that's not my fact. My fact is this: that the Irish word for giant squid is Bultin Maher Huig Moor. Maher Huig Moor. Vor. Maher Huig Moor. And it means the big mother of suck.
Jesus Christ.
That's what it is.
Squid, yeah.
That's what a giant squid is, an Irish.
I say octopus or squid?
I'm saying a giant squid.
Okay.
Rolls off the tongue as well.
What does Maher Huig Vor?
What does it translate as again?
The big mother of sulk.
I want this to be true, so I'm saying true.
Yeah, I also want it to be true. Yeah, go on.
Of course it's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course it's true.
Is it?
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
Stop. I'm going to say, is that what a giant squid is called in Irish?
Yeah.
And it translates to...
As the big mother of suck. Maher Huig Vor, the big mother of suck.
Can somebody please clarify this?
I'm telling you it's true. I saw it.
Where?
Online.
Jesus Christ, lad.
But I listen, we should be naming everything because we've got such a beautiful way with words and, you know, like 99 words for rain.
Lashing it. Is it rain or raining?
For rain. Okay. Or raining, yeah. Yeah. So, you're welcome. No,
I wasn't thanking you.
Mucking ahead of the hall, yeah.
How do you say we've got tickets to see Zayn in the Three Arena in May in Irish there in Una?
Nealisigum, the Cordia.
Ooh, you were very quick on that.
Yeah.
Lucky Lee, I'm not any good. Are you
on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Does eating that make you feel illegal?
Illegal?
Yeah.
No, but other things I do make me feel illegal.
You're in studio eating.
That's illegal.
That's illegal.
Not allowed.
Not allowed. But what are the other normal things that we do that makes it feel like it's illegal?
Something happened to me yesterday, you know. I was on the phone chatting to me mate Gary, yeah? You know me mate Gary, I chat all the time. And I was killing time as well, so I was just kind of walking around. And I walked into a shop, all right, and just kind of looked around. I was just still chatting on the phone, and then just walked out again. And I was like, Jesus, Gary, I feel really guilty now. He goes, why, what happened? I said, I feel like I've stolen something, but I haven't. Do you know what I mean? It felt like what I did was illegal, where you go into a shop and you don't buy it.
I know, you're like really embarrassed. You're scarlet, red face walking out, like you've committed a crime.
And it's even worse with the shops that have an entrance and an exit. It's a separate door, and the way out is literally you have to go by through the tills.
Oh, yeah. I would have just bought something anyway, just to, because, you know.
I wasn't thinking, I was on the phone. I was just, blah, 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 just chatting nonsense DJ things.
And you just walked in, did a lap and walked out.
Excuse me. Yeah, pass the people on the trolley.
Oh my God, yeah. I'd feel sick now doing that.
There's only one till opening. All the other ones had the little barriers on them.
I wouldn't be able.
I was squeezing me way by. Sorry, excuse me. Jeez, that looks nice. Not for dinner.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking, what else do we do in life that just makes you feel that you've done something illegal?
I'll tell you, whenever you pass a guard, I do get very nervous.
Just in general?
Just
like?
In general, like, if you're walking down the street and there's a guard, like, I'm like, oh, God. Sketch!
I actually have been on the phone while walking and seeing a guard have put
my
phone
down. Right down.
I did say I was chatting to a friend and... I walked into a shop, walked all the way around, and then came back out again. And there, lo and behold, I thought I felt like I'd done something illegal because I didn't buy anything in the shop. We're getting loads of cool voice notes on 087 110 2107.
I'm with Una. Definitely when you're driving along and you see the guard car coming along, you're like, oh God, have I got tax? Have I got insurance? Have I wearing a seatbelt? Am I going speed limit? You'd be terrified even seeing them coming along the road. So that definitely feels illegal, even though you've done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Even just walking down the street when you see the guards, just like...
Here, I'm with Una on that one. You walk around and you head to your car and there's guards there and you get the fear of God in you. And the other one then is if you go into a petrol station and one of your kids are with you and they're driving you mad for a drink and they want it now, you tell them, take the drink and I'll pay for it on the way out.
Oh, I wouldn't trust you.
But then they look at you as if you're telling them that you're going to steal it. My daughter would do that. She's like, Mommy, I can't do that. She'd be looking at the guy as well at the counter. Yeah, she thinks she's going to steal it.
Yeah, well, no, I always, so you know when you see people, if you're doing like a shop and they'll get something and they'll eat what they've got.
We do that.
What?
It's to keep the twins in line when we do our big shop. No. So we will get a croissant and they can eat, but I will always leave a little bit of something in there and pay for it. And if there's two croissants, I'll say there was two there. I'm not going to lie about it.
No, I'm not talking about people who've got children with them. It's just other people that they like have. They'll open a pack of biscuits or open something and they'll be munching on it on the way around. Now, you do see that they do pay for it. But Jesus, I would have to fear God to me that I forget to
pay. Oh, I feel a social experiment coming on where we make you go to a shop and get a cake and start eating the cake around the supermarket before you pay for it. Oh my God, that would be hilarious. It's happening. Anyway.
You want me to walk around the shop and eat cake
without paying for it and see what happens?
Where do I start? Oh, without paying for it?
Yeah.
Oh, she's no in it. You won't get me on that one. Keep your WhatsApps coming, 087-110-2107. We've been asking you to send in messages for things that feel illegal, because I was in the supermarket yesterday and I was just on the phone to a friend. I walked in and then walked around and then just kind of left again without buying anything. And I was just like, I actually feel really guilty. I feel like I've done something illegal here.
Rude.
You do it.
No, I don't.
Hey, you eat food before you pay for it.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah,
that should be illegal. Inga in Athlone, good morning.
Hi, Inga.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today? You all right?
I'm not too bad now.
Excellent, good. Come here. What is the thing that you feel that you're doing something illegal, but it's completely not?
I think is when I give my work discount to my friend. You're not supposed to, but you do it like on the sly.
Well, if you're not supposed to, Inga, that kind of is illegal.
Well, no, it's not against the law.
Well, it's not against the law. You're like, just give me my discount.
Oh, amazing.
I never thought about that. We should do a thing here on the show where we get everybody to give us their staff discounts.
Yeah, Inga, can we have your staff discounts?
Hey, maybe.
Because you know, if you listen to a podcast and the like, especially American ones, they'd be reading out like an ad and they'd be like, use the promo code and you put in a promo code and you get a discount off of
your body. Yeah, so yeah. We're going to ask people to give us their promo codes.
Yeah, everyone give us your promo code.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Inga, you don't need to give us a promo code. We're going to give something to you, though. We got two tickets to go and see Zayn live in the Three Arena on May 14th in Dublin.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you enjoy that, all right?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I'll be on to you now. Yeah, promo code, yeah. All right, okay.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye, too, Inga. Bye-bye.
Breakfast rolled.
This is breakfast rolled.
I took out all the chocolate and I'm just having a lovely tuna roll now. That's my lunch sorted. Free lunch. Love a free lunch.
Do we have to pay Donald for that?
No. No, not paying him.
€4.
€4.
That's pretty good for a roll. Isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
I suppose when you think about it, you pay €4.40 for a coffee.
Yeah.
A small coffee.
Absolutely. You know, bring the prices back down, everyone.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow. Okay.
Bye.